Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, or as we say, laugh with the girlfriends.
We're getting there.
Life delivers some hard knocks. Humor can soften the blows. That's our tagline.
Yeah. And what we're trying to do is just for 1 hour a week, dissect the week of a normal person's life, a normal mother-daughter relationship.
Are you calling us a normal mother-daughter relationship?
Normal. Did I say unnormal?
No, normal. Oh, unnormal is not a word.
In normal?
Ab,
of course. Psychology major. Abnormal.
Yeah, it takes a postgraduate degree to come up with abnormal.
I was thinking the other day, I'm driving in the car and I'm going, God, I think I even called you. I said, so, like, if I say I used to do this.
Yes, you did call me.
Is it I used to with an E-D? U-S-E-D? Yeah. Or is it just used to?
You were just kind of having a brain fart at the moment.
Nothing looked right to me. Nothing sounded right.
Yeah.
And
you were having problems with ED.
I'm so surprised that you did this.
Yes.
I'm so surprised you did this. Am I so surprised? Or am I just so surprised you did this?
Right.
And when I say it, I'm like, no, it's ED, erectile dysfunction. Yes. But I'm like, do I write ED? You know, I just couldn't, nothing made sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, David Bowie. Is it really David Bowie? Bowie? That's a funny last name.
Who named a child Bowie?
Who would name a child Bowie?
Yes.
When does that happen?
And you didn't. You were just having a brain fart at the moment.
And then all of a sudden, I start feeling scared.
Yes.
Because I'm driving.
After you're doing that.
And then I look at myself in the mirror, and I stick my tongue out, and I go, okay, it comes out straight. Because
I've
heard that if you stick your tongue out, and if it goes to the right or the left, there's, you know, cause for alarm.
but if it just comes out straight.
Yeah. If you're aiming for the right or left,
yeah,
you're okay.
Different story.
But if you're aiming for straight out tongue,
yeah,
like I'm sticking my tongue out at you, kid,
yeah,
and but it goes right or left, and you're like, okay, I need to pull over. Yeah. You know.
So if we ever encounter somebody on the ground or something, we just ask them, can you stick your tongue out? If it goes straight, we're not going to worry.
Right. That's what I did with Doug when he was on the floor.
Yeah.
I said, honey, a couple years ago when I found him on the floor, you know, I was like, honey, don't be, you know, it's okay, but you might have had a stroke. He's like, and he couldn't see. He was slurring his words.
Yeah.
And then he just kept saying, you know, well, how's my face look? You know, how's my face look? That's why I go, well, honestly, it doesn't look too half bad. He looks good. And he goes, okay.
And then you asked him to stick his tongue out?
I did. Go stick your tongue out. And he goes,
and did he?
He did. He goes, and then he passed out again. Uh-huh. And it's laughable now.
Because it's over with.
Because it's over with.
The extinction event is over with.
Exactly. Which no one knows what was wrong with him.
Yeah.
He had about a 24-hour event.
Yeah.
Which led him to either speak incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And slurring all his words and on the floor.
Yeah.
And then literally passed out.
Right.
He had two settings.
He had two settings.
And he doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah.
He remembers zero of it.
I remember you saying that when they took him to, after they took him to the local hospital, they ambulanced him up to Rockford.
Yeah.
And I remember the Rockford doctor telling you or asking you, saying, you know, after all this is over with and everything, if you ever find out what this was, would you let me know? Yeah. I'm very curious.
Very curious. We don't know. We really don't know.
Still never knew.
We think.
Here's what we think. He had his pills that he takes.
Ibuprofen.
Before he goes to bed.
Yes.
On the headboard or wherever.
He takes four ibuprofen a night.
Every night. And he, the next to that bottle was his big dog. What kind of dog is it? A big dog.
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard's tranquilizers.
It was his anxiety medicine.
Anxiety tranquilizer. Okay. And so so we think that he took four of, what was the dog's name?
Bear.
Bear's anxiety medicine.
Yes.
And that caused it. Everybody counted the pills.
Right.
And there were four missing that shouldn't have been missing.
And it was interesting because That's exactly right. We're like, okay, there's some more. You know, the weird part is I tried telling a doctor this, and I never could get his attention enough to tell him everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And so I hope that one of the other people told him that this, but, yeah. You know, that, so, they wouldn't have believed this anyway.
No, they're like,
they should have worn off.
If it doesn't fit into their schematic,
yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Well, so Douglas has another little issue going on right now. How many years later?
A couple years.
And the procedure that the medical community is performing on him,
yes,
is similar. I'm watching a British show,
yeah,
that happens in the 1800s.
Right.
And one of the things that the doctor that comes from the big city out to the country.
Yeah, that takes your money. Like, you have big money. Takes your whole life savings, all your chickens and pigs,
yeah,
from you.
And what that doctor does is this little thing called bloodletting.
Yes.
And whatever's going on with Douglas right now,
yeah,
every week he has to go in for bloodletting.
Yes. Well, you know how last
week... And they don't do it with leeches.
No.
Although that would have been horribly funny.
Yeah.
I would have loved it.
I would have loved it, too.
Wouldn't that have been great, though?
It would have been great. You know how last week we talked about how I always wanted to say that word, that phrase.
Leeches?
No, like, this is above my pay grade.
Oh, yeah. Know?
So this week I got to use a phrase I really always wanted to say.
No.
I go, Douglas, they went medieval on your ass.
That's what you've always been wanting to say.
I saw that Pulp Fiction movie.
Yeah.
And that guy, you know, after he's just like, I'm going to get my friends. They're going to come over here.
And they're going to go medieval on your ass. That's a lovely arcane reference. I love it.
That is one of the, because you get it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. He was a black man with power who got raped. And so he had the power.
Yeah.
To go medieval on that guy's ass.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just a woman.
Yeah.
Who got stolen and raped and you're like, yeah, you're lucky to get alive. You're just like, yeah. I'm going to take it. I'll be lucky if I get any justice in the world.
Yeah, no.
You know, he was able to get justice.
I'm going to go medieval
on his ass.
And what do you think medieval meant on his ass? What do you think?
I don't know. But if you listen to some podcasts, medieval times were tough. They were tough.
They were your quartered.
Yes, that could be it. Also, they would stick anything up any orifice.
Yeah.
Orifices.
For any kind of...
For experiments.
Experiments are just like payback.
I remember...
Yeah, we've got this... What are they called? Lances or whatever?
Yeah. I have...
Jousting things.
I tell you that my memory is good for me because I forget a lot. Like, I let it go. I really forget a lot.
You do. You forget and forgive.
And there are things.
And the reason you can forgive is because you've forgotten it.
I forgot it. Cool. Yeah. High five. Good job. You know. But the things I don't remember, that I don't forget, I wish I would, and I don't know why they stick in my brain.
Yeah, which one
like,
is this
well,
now?
I'm
sure it's something I did.
No, it's not. No, it's never you. I forget everything you do.
I just have a memory of the
feelings you give me, which is like, oh, we have this sweet, wonderful relationship. It would be so surprising to me, though, and not... It would be surprising and yet not surprising if after my deathbed, I'm up in heaven or wherever I'm at,
yes,
looking down and reviewing my life,
yes,
and saw many times where you would pull out this tool and you would say, hey, Julie, look here. And you'd press a button and I would, like a big shiny bright light would come out really fast.
Yeah.
And you would say, you don't remember what just happened. You've had a wonderful childhood and a wonderful life. Everything is good. And then it's that. And I'm going, oh, wow. Hi, Mom. How's everything going? Yeah. This is wonderful.
Well, you used to remember that your bedtime stories when you were a little girl.
Yeah.
And it would always end with, and Julie, you've had a wonderful childhood.
And remember, Julie, you have had a wonderful childhood. I have had a wonderful childhood.
Guess what, Mama?
I had a wonderful childhood. I think that's the catchphrase. And also, because you grew up when you grew up, when you had me, you grew up.
We grew up together.
But the phrase that was always so popular was, you know, they did the best they could.
Yes.
They did the best they could.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, everybody around me is doing the best they can.
That's so lovely.
This is so fucking awesome. She's doing the best she possibly can. Oh my God, this is great. I'm giving you an A for best, mister. Good job.
They're just doing the best they can.
Best they can.
you know, bend over, kid. I'm slapping your ass.
Oh, no, he's doing the best he can.
He's just doing the best he can.
He's doing the best. He's not even, he's giving you his A. I wish he'd give him my A, because my best is a little bit different.
A little bit different.
So now we're tweaking it a little bit, you know. But I was listening to a podcast years ago, and I don't listen to it now. Is these two dudes, and they have a top 10 list of really weird subjects. And I'm sure I listened to them at least 10 or 15 times. Mm-hmm. Except the one that came through is like the top 10 medieval torture
things. Oh, my
things.
God, yeah.
And I'm like, and I just thought, this is horrible. Who thinks of these things and why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, it's just cruel, right?
Yeah.
And so the two that I remember, and I wish I would forget. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to share it with you guys. So if you don't want to know, if you don't want these things in your memory, fast forward 30 seconds. Push a little dot 30 seconds.
No, you're so protective of our audience.
It's okay. So anyway, somehow you're in like think of like the cylinder of a bicycle, just a, you know, and they put you in this thing and they just keep tightening it. So the circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And so like you get squished. That's how they described it. Mm-hmm. And then also they have this big, huge copper bowl on a big, like for a human being size, mm-hmm. copper bowl or something. And they put it on fire.
Oh God.
And then, and here's the thing. They've made the bowl that like a ride at a carnival, uh-huh. so that if you ran around fast enough, it would move. And
got
so you
it.
Think that you would get the impression that if you ran around fast enough, it would fall over.
Got it.
And you wouldn't burn to death.
Right.
But no, they learned how to master measurements and balances.
Oh, good.
So that no matter how fast you went or how high you would go,
right.
it wouldn't fall off the fire. It's sort of like when they
crazy.
Say, hey, you're a witch, we think. Mm-hmm. So here's how it's going to go. We're going to throw you into water.
Mm-hmm. With your legs tied.
And a weight to you, possibly. Yeah, yeah. If you survive, you're a witch.
Yeah.
If you're dead, good job. You're not a witch, but you're going to go to heaven. And, you know. I mean, like, when
can't
I hear
win
those
or
stories,
lose. Yeah.
I couldn't think of the humanity, like what in the world were people thinking?
Yeah.
And then someone came up with a solution for me. And I thought, oh, this, I can buy into this. Sometimes your brain just needs to know.
One more piece of information.
To say, okay, thank
now
you.
I get it.
Because I don't want to say that these people were so incredibly stupid and evil.
Yeah.
That, like okay, because like, why weren't we all doing this, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. But this pocket of people, like in the Salem witch trials, they had gotten a hold of some bad mushrooms, and they were being they had a high level of toxicity or something like that,
and that made them cruel,
and it made them perverse in their head, and it all felt right. And you're like, oh,
mushrooms,
okay.
The shrooms,
or maybe they had some high level of lead somewhere they were eating in their crops. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
but then when I heard that, I go, you know what? I might be able to buy into that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, or maybe I could also buy into the fact that maybe there was one guy there that was a real big sick fuck.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, rose to the ranks.
Yeah.
He was a farmer of a little plot. Kind of got a little bit of, you know, power. Yeah. You know?
More and more power.
Now he's the head priest or the minister.
Yeah.
Who also marries people and buries people. He, and, you know, lends out the money.
Yeah.
He does it all.
Does it all.
And then he, but deep in the back of his brain, he's a wannabe serial killer and a psychopath. And he's like, well, how can I mess with these people? You know, I've worked my way through the ranks.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, too, that I'm watching, too, is, like I said, I'm watching some British show that's on in the 1800s. And the reality is that there's two classes.
Right.
There's the class, the upper class, or the actual class, and then there's everybody else, which they consider inhuman.
Right.
Like, these people are starving and literally working for these people in the mines and stuff.
Right.
But they're starving. And their families are starving. And they're asking for food or anything. And the phrase that pays at this time is, they can't feed if they continue to breed. That's what the upper crust is saying. You know, if you shouldn't be able to breed if you can't feed them.
Interesting.
So so you're considered less than.
Yeah,
for sure,
for sure,
for sure. You're like an animal or something, and
what
they can
I
do whatever they want to.
I'd love to throw those rich people into day society, mm-hmm. and they would go, oh, we're really out of our league here.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, because, okay, because the people back then,
yeah,
the head of the class people, yeah, they were morons.
Pretty much.
I mean,
pretty much.
I know more than all those morons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know,
yeah,
I knew more than all those morons,
yeah,
after, you know,
fifth grade,
yeah, seriously,
yeah,
you know, but because they exhumed the certain, you know, confidence.
Mm. They exhumed? Would you like to look that?
Yes, I like to do that.
Would you like to let me?
Because they're morons.
I would like to tell you what that word means early, Julie.
I meant it literally. They exhumed it.
Okay.
They exhumed the confidence.
Maybe you meant exuded.
Maybe that's the word.
They exuded confidence.
Yes, and so therefore, I would say that this is totally, I would like to be able to forget this moment.
Julie.
As I criticized.
You had a happy childhood.
Thank you. Oh.
You're having a happy childhood.
Thank you. Hi.
Do you feel better, girlfriend?
Hey, what's wrong?
What was that bright light in your eyes?
That's great. I feel better. I feel good.
Yeah.
Hey, what? So how's this podcast going?
So let's talk about trivia.
Let's spend
a night. Here's the thing. You spent the night at St. Thomas More's Catholic Church playing trivia.
Yes.
Your team. I have fully expected your team to win because my daughter is so smart that even though the other three people were dummies on the team,
I knew you would still win. All the answers. I loved how you had confidence in me.
Yeah.
But I knew I wasn't. Because first off, I knew because other people had like 8 in our team,
yeah,
or even 10 a team.
Yeah, and that's just by the sheer numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got 8 brains compared to my 4.
Yeah.
You know,
and really, let's just face it, of the 4, yours was the one that's just...
And let's face it, that ain't that great. So, yes, but what was really sweet is that I decided, you know, when my brother asked me to do the trivia, you know, the trivia night for the Catholic Church.
Yes.
I said, you know, that'd be kind of fun. And then he informs me that, oh, by the way, you're not on my team.
And you went, what?
Because
you two together would have been unstoppable.
He goes, you'll just have to, like, you know, join a team when you get here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
And so we thought we have to put our own team together.
So I invited 2 friends.
Yes.
You invited
one of your best high school chums and her hubby.
Yeah.
Faux hubby,
yeah.
Yeah. And then your man.
Yes.
You know? And the issue with her man is that he has brain issues. He was hit by a bus.
Right.
And actually has an actual brain issue.
Right.
And I don't know if he was the right person for your team, but he kept using his phone.
He kept using his phone to answer questions.
And the MC would say, sir, sir, you cannot use your phone to look up answers. And he would say,
okay,
I'm just validating.
I'm just validating our answers.
I'm not looking them up. I'm just validating them.
I'm like, brilliant.
And then your best friend, her, you know, her guy, she said, let's just ignore him.
He's still using his phone.
He's still using the phone. After,
and I'm just going, I am so completely embarrassed because first off, we're not getting answers right and we're using the phone. And so that's just wrong.
Greg also informed you at the very end too. Actually, he didn't inform you, but he had informed Dad that everyone was to wear costumes.
Right. He informed Dad. Didn't inform me.
No.
And then I end up calling him.
Yeah, because Dad said, hey, what kind of costume are you wearing, Julie?
And I'm like,
and Julie,
what?
I'm just going to trivia night, Dad.
And I almost thought it was sabotaging.
It was. He was trying to sabotage you.
Meaning he wanted one less person to compete with him.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
I'm not letting this happen.
Because he knows.
When Mama found out.
He wouldn't be competing with me. He'd be competing with Mom. Because Mom's like, oh, it's all on.
But we
only literally had five hours.
We had 5 hours.
Five waking hours.
Yes.
And that was not enough time.
Not enough time for me
and
to go.
And now that
all,
I've taken pictures
in.
Of what people were doing.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't have a big enough team. Because
no. The table that one had about 12 people.
12 people, and they were all dressed in white, wearing halos. They had big centerpieces.
Yeah.
It was a uniform thing.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that Greg's team was a close second, if not a first, because they had everyone dressed as a Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure character.
You have to, it was very cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty ingenious.
Yes.
They went as a Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure movie.
Yes.
That literally was about time travel.
Time travel.
And so each of their team members was like
we had Mozart.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Mozart.
There are two people there, a cowboy. So I don't know what he
Bill
was.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah, Bill and Ted.
So it was highly cool.
Yeah.
And had some thought in it.
Yeah.
But of course, the Catholic Church, the team that won was like 12 angels sitting at a table with halos.
Exactly.
And great tablescapes, right?
Exactly.
Had the virtues on them.
And you had pimped me. You had gotten me ready with a whole storyline for our scene and our table.
I had a whole story.
And you made me repeat it over and over again so I'd get it right. Because I went as my UPS person because the only thing I had to work with was the costume I had for my dog costume.
Right.
So we went
for the dog costume.
We went to Goodwill, found a big stuffed animal dog.
$2.
$2.
You know what, though? Can I just say something? Can I just give a shout out?
Yeah, go for
it. To Goodwill.
Yeah.
Our Goodwill. Because I cried. I've been there now 3 times in one
Anytime
day.
You cry.
And I keep crying because it's so lovely.
Right.
To see, I saw a lady come out. She was an old lady. And she came out with a little Christmas wreath yesterday.
Yeah.
And nothing there in our store is like over $1 or $2 at the most, really. And she came and she was so happy that she had her little Christmas wreath. And then she would be able to celebrate Christmas and it would only have cost her like $1 or $2, you know?
Right, right, right.
And I saw this other guy. He had this pretty old car. And out front they had two director's chairs, nice looking director's chairs, and I saw this old guy and he sat in it and he crossed his leg and he said, and then he got up and he went to the guy and bought the two director's chairs. Now I don't know how much it cost, maybe $5. I have no idea,
right?
But this is how grand our Goodwill store is,
right?
That you can literally find anything. And we know people who literally the one of the ladies that's what is she in charge of here at the complex?
She's in charge of our property owner association.
Property owner association, but she doesn't live on the property.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I think that may be one of the rules that you can't live on the property to be a
Maybe.
Property. But anyway, she told Julie. She goes, I do not allow myself to buy anything new.
Right.
Anything I buy has to come from Goodwill.
Yep.
And she's lived that way for I don't know how many years.
Right.
She goes, I have no TV.
No.
And I'd only buy at Goodwill. And I have one car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an aesthetic life, but it's good.
It's good.
I mean, if it wasn't for Goodwill, though, she couldn't live like that.
Right. I mean, we have a Lettick Center in our town. I mean, I don't know that go.
Yes,
we have
ours is called Lettick Center.
Yeah, we have to drive 30 minutes to get to Goodwill.
Yeah. But since we have to go that way anyway.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I thought that because we also needed a cat for our one. Because I had.
We had a whole story. Julie was a UPS driver. She has a UPS shirt and a UPS hat.
Yep.
And then we bought a dog because we have a UPS little doggy costume.
Yep.
And so he has a little hat, little outfit, and he holds a little box in his hand.
Yep.
That says UPS.
Yep.
And then your table was three of your delivery people that you delivered to, that you brought to St. Thomas More for the evening.
Right.
And so one was D. Trader. He's a private detective, and you delivered to him spy materials.
Right.
And then one was is Melissa just an ordinary housewife, but no one knows at this moment that she's a world-renowned designer of
climate-controlled cat houses.
So she had a little cat that she was petting.
Can I ask a question in my mind? Is that another name for like a whorehouse, cat house?
Yes.
Oh, because that would have been even more exciting. Like if she would have had like, I don't know, a Barbie doll or something like that.
Then the third one, the brain guy.
Yeah.
He was, what was he?
He's a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah, he's a YouTuber.
He's the guy that opens up all the boxes that you see.
And all you see are his hands. But he it makes $1 million a year on YouTube.
I had to I told him what he was, thinking that he would know exactly what I meant by this.
Yeah.
I said, okay, here's your character. He goes, you're this YouTuber guy who has 1 million followers, and what you do is you just film yourself opening up boxes.
Right.
And he goes, so I steal people's boxes from their things. And I videotape myself opening them up. Or I videotape myself opening up other people's boxes.
Oh my God, he had to see it as a crime.
I go,
that's great.
And I thought to myself, I don't think that's true. I think that people are literally just buying boxes and videotaping themselves opening up boxes, right. And we all want to see, like, what's inside this box?
Well, what'd you get? We follow this one girl. She's darling. I can't think of her name right now. But she buys on Amazon. I guess this is not something that I've known, especially since I've sold products on Amazon, is that when you return them, they can't go back to the shelves.
Right.
They go back to this
warehouse in Indiana.
Deep warehouse, and where people put boxes together, and then you bid on these boxes sight unseen.
Yep.
And the thing is, whereas Amazon, if you pay for Prime, you get free delivery. On this one, not only do you bid on these things that you don't know what's in them, you have to pay for shipping.
Right.
So our girl, who we watch, and she's darling, and is her name Joanne? Or I can't think of her name.
No.
We'll tell you next week. But we she's just a doll baby. And so she bought 2 boxes on auction from Amazon. And she goes, this one here cost me $60.
Yeah.
It weighs, I don't know, 65 pounds or something. It is so heavy. I cannot wait to open it and see what's in it.
Yeah.
So we're watching her with bated breath open her box, and there's like a electric toothbrush.
Like 2 or 3 electric toothbrushes.
2 or 3 electric toothbrushes, a box of condoms.
Yeah.
And she's like going, what in the hell weighed so much? I can't wait to see it. And then she goes in there and she pulls out a 50-pound weight. That was so
and
funny.
There's you get an invoice of what's inside the box, but there's a couple of them that just have household product, like you don't know what it is. It's a very anonymous thing, and that was one of them. Like it didn't say 50-pound weight in it. It didn't say that. But she got one. She didn't get 2, so she can't work out 2 hands at one time. She literally just got 1 weight.
And who can pick up 50 pounds?
She had a hard time picking that up.
Yeah.
She was like, what? What? This is ridiculous.
That was hysterical.
And she got charged shipping on that.
Shipping was like $60.
But if you could drive to the warehouse in Indiana or Nevada, you could pick it up for free.
Yeah. Where is the... we're at in Indiana because we're not too far from Indiana.
I don't know where it's at. I mean, it could be like something on the
we
real
should
far
find
side.
Out. Yeah.
Because Indiana's either 3 hours
Evansville
away
or
it's 8 hours away.
Right.
One or the other.
Right.
There is this really cool place, and there's like some kind of resort in Indiana that I've always wanted to go to.
Yeah, I've been there.
Is it
French
cool?
Lick?
Yeah,
pardon the name.
Is that what they really call it? Yeah. French Lick.
French Lick.
Is it spelled that way?
Yes.
French Lick.
Yeah.
Is it one word?
No.
It's 2 words.
Yeah.
French.
I've been
Lick.
There. Yeah.
All right. Okay, I get it.
Is that what you're referring to though? That,
yes.
That famous resort.
Yes.
It's a golfing.
Yeah, it just looks like it's in the hills of Indiana.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was
Uncle Kenny and Aunt Mary Lou had a condo there.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense because they like to golf.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Let's get back to the trivia night.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you one thing real quick. I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
Good.
So you do trivia, and they were not difficult questions, because sometimes I've been to trivia nights where I have no idea.
Right.
I'm like, I'm literally don't even know what answer to give. Mm-hmm. But so here, and at the end, you have one last question. You can either bet it all.
Sure.
And then like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And the last question was, name me 6 of the village people, their personas.
Yeah. And I had NFI. No fucking idea.
No, you had some idea.
No. All I could see was the YMCA dudes.
Yeah, that's them.
Is that the village people?
Yeah.
That did YMCA?
Yes.
I thought it was YMCA that did YMCA.
No.
No way. Oh, okay. The Indian?
Yes.
The hard hat dude?
Okay.
Disco dancer? No. No. Indian, hard hat, disco dancer?
Okay.
Do you have to edit that out?
Yeah, I do.
Shoot.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
What time is it?
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
A RuPaul type character?
No. It was a biker.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay. You know, and the iconic, you know, leather guy. You know, the iconic, that's a biker.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't remember him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had the construction worker.
Right.
With the hard hat.
Yes.
You had the Indian.
Indian. Yeah.
And I said to myself, if there's an Indian, there's got to be a cowboy.
And was there?
Yes, there was.
Oh, Julie.
Now, and then...
Can I say something? Can I admire your brain for that?
Ah, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now, one of the people in our group said plumber. I go, ah!
Plumber?
Ah, I love it. I go, and I just asked him. I said,
would that have been Doug?
It wasn't him. It was the other guy.
Okay.
And I go, but what would his costume be?
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, pipes. Do some piping.
Plunger.
And I'm like, well, you know what? I just think that would put you on the nose for,
yeah,
this, for the band.
Too
it's
much.
Just too on the nose.
No, yeah.
It's like too many.
I'm going to go all medieval on you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
See this plunger.
Exactly. And so... And so now I'm going to try to remember them because I only had four. And then.
And there's six?
There's six. So there's the sailor guy. There's a sailor.
Oh.
But they would take anybody from the armed services.
Got it.
The service.
Got it.
So you've got, okay, one construction worker.
Yeah.
Well, the police officer.
I don't remember him either.
Construction worker, police officer, Indian, cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Arms forces.
And then Leatherman. You know,
oh, biker.
Biker.
Biker dude.
Yeah.
Cool.
The guy with the chaps, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so forth.
That was a great question.
And I think some people got, well, my brother who won, their team got it right.
Of course.
Of course.
Your brother won the trivia night.
And ended up with a...
I saw a picture of a trophy, him and a trophy.
Yes, exactly.
A big trophy.
A big trophy.
And, you know, here's the thing. It was due him. And we all know, why he needed to win this, because he lost just 2 weeks ago, or not even, Trunk or Treat,
right?
And he had spent hours upon hours upon hours building this pirate ship,
right?
With the wheel and the sails, and it was like unbelievable. But he had won last year as well, which was a fire breathing dragon out of his trunk, and he did not win this year,
right?
Came in second, I'm assuming. And it was the talk of the church.
Yeah.
The talk of the church.
Like, because he should have won.
Because it became a moral question.
Yes. It did.
Is it right? Because the person that won bought a thing of hay.
Yes. It looked fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. It might have won if Greg's wasn't there.
Right.
If Gregory's wasn't there, they might have won.
Yeah, so are you taking out the best and the worst and then
yes,
deciding?
Yes.
That's
what
we just
some teachers
didn't
do.
Get it.
Some teachers do that. They throw out the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
And then they grade it out on a curve.
Yeah.
You know, like, you
that's
know.
Just, but we decided that it was not just wrong, but immoral.
Right.
And so it was fitting and just that Greg would take this trophy home.
Yep.
But I'm happy for him, but I'm not as happy that you didn't win.
Right, because I would have came home with a trophy.
Yes.
And that would have made you very happy.
That would have made me very happy.
If I would have came home with a trophy.
Even if you would have come home with the trophy for the best costume table.
Right. You would have been happy with that.
Yeah.
You would have been like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But I know, I feel bad, but now I know what I'm competing against.
Now you know.
And I'm also going to have to bring more than just four people next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to like...
I'm coming.
You can definitely come. That would be great. We're going to have a big table. We're going to have a big theme for everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to go balls in.
Oh, balls in.
Balls in. Balls deep, I guess it is. Or is it balls in? I don't know.
Balls in and deep, baby.
Balls in and deep. Oh. So Melissa's boyfriend said a funny joke. I don't think he meant to be funny. And then I ran with it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it to you because I thought it was so...
It was so good.
I could have hilarious. And he started laughing and we just had the biggest fun. Okay. He goes, we were talking about, okay.
Yes.
He had mentioned that he had a prostate exam. No, colonoscopy. And he said that he has to be totally out when he has it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, this is one of the medical things he was talking about. And, I wasn't going to mention it to you because I wanted to, you know, so forth. But he was, and then And he goes, yeah, I have to be totally out, because what typically happens when they get 12 feet in, I wake up and start screaming. And I go, oh, my God, that is a great horror story, horror film title, 12 feet in. And I said, can you imagine that being the title of a horror film, 12 feet in? And it's like one of our 48-hour movies. And I just kept going on. And then it just shoots to a person on a gurney on its side and then going, ah, you're 12 feet in. And then you back the camera backs away. And then you realize she's a doctor with a tube in your butt. Like, it's 12 feet in. And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
Do they really go 12 feet in?
I don't know. He said, that's exactly his words. So he goes, when they get about 12 feet in, I usually wake up screaming. Oh, yeah. And I go, so I always make sure they put me out completely. And I'm like, oh my God. And I go, first off, I go, so like 11 and a half is good for you. And he goes, yeah, really? It's like 12 feet in. And I go, I did not know this. And they go 12 feet in. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But he just said 12 feet. Yeah. But isn't that weird, though? Isn't that a great visual?
Yeah.
And isn't that great tagline?
Like 12 feet in.
12 feet
in. It's kind of like a diving movie, like, yes, where it's like 87 feet under the,
exactly,
where all the sharks lie.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
3.5 meters. I don't know what it is, but, you know,
it's
scary.
It is scary. Yeah. So I love the idea of that visual. And I think for our next 40-hour movie, I have a couple of different horror scenes. Now, that would be a very interesting comic comedian, yeah. But how do you build?
But you have to be lucky enough to get that genre, to pick that
right
genre.
And also too, you have to be lucky enough to build a whole script around one certain scene.
For you people that have seen our 48-hour movie, what was it called, girlfriend?
Well, one's it's a zombie comedy.
No, the one we just did.
The one we did just did. It's called Friended.
Friended.
Yes,
and it was a dark comedy.
A dark
That's
comedy.
The genre. But a lot of people are saying, really, is it not? Are you sure you didn't get a musical?
Exactly, because, you know, you may have sing in it, and it was really dark for us. I went dark in there, and then you showed me the light, and I forgot.
You're having your best life ever.
I'm having your best life ever, Julie. You're having your best life ever. So back to quickly, I'm going to give you another question from Trivia Night. Okay,
you're good.
I only know the answer. I don't know the question.
Oh,
so I'll give you the answer. What is Fozzie Bear's tagline?
Oh, I don't know.
So they said whose tagline is yada yada yada,
uh-huh.
And then Melissa goes, "It's Fozzie Bear." And I'm
so
like,
she knew it.
She knew it. I'm like, thank God. I was thinking it was Sheldon from, you know, Big Bang Theory. I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
And
what did you know? Do you know it?
I don't know it now. I still don't know it.
Oh, okay.
One was about the...
Good, Jewel.
Yeah.
Real good radio.
I know.
This is good radio. I don't know the answer. I don't know the question.
Well...
But it had something to do with Fozzie Bear.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, one other thing. So you and I had a little contention around this thing, if I bring it up.
What is it? Us? Contention?
Yeah, really? Really? I said, it was about the fact that I was treating people like I decided I was going to like treat everybody to this night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
And I thought, well, yes, you know, and one reason why is because you told me before, like if you invite somebody out to dinner, you typically got to pay.
Right.
But I'm like, well, usually if you go with friends, we all kind of chip in.
Yeah, but if you invite them, yeah,
then it's like, is it mutual? You know, hey, right, we all should get out together. We haven't done anything in a while. Then we all treat, you know, we all go Dutch.
Chip in, right.
But you've always told me in the past. And then so I'm like, initially it was just me and Doug going. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm supposed to see Melissa this year. Let's mm-hmm. I'll invite them.
This year.
And then you go, well, are you going to pay for them?
Yeah.
And I'm going, yes, of course I am.
Yeah.
Of course, because you treat you grew me up well, Mama.
I did, honey.
And then you said, "Well, are you going to be driving too?"
I did.
Yeah.
I said, are you paying for the gas?
Are you paying? Not even just like, hey, do you need gas money? Yeah. More like,
I was going to give you gas money.
Are you paying for the gas too?
As well.
I mean, as well as like.
No, I said, are you taking your car as well? Not even have gas drive.
Yeah. But that's not what you really said.
No, what did I really say?
He said, are you taking your car? Because, you know, you're buying him all dinner. You might as well chauffeur him around as well.
Oh my God!
And I know you're just being funny with me, or you're just busting my balls a little bit,
maybe.
Because I know why you are.
Yeah.
Because you know that I would enjoy this so much that I might want to do it again
and again,
frequently.
And again. Yeah.
And you're like, you know, this could put her in the poorhouse. So I think that letting her feel what it feels like to be, you know. Uh-huh. You know, like
magnanimous. Yes,
you know, and everybody was like really happy. And they're like, "Oh, this is like, you know, because the first things first, my good friend wasn't going to come because she's like,
I don't have
I had to buy a new car, and you know, things are really tight." And I'm like, "It's on me." And she's like, "All right, okay, well, like," then her exact text was, "Well, thank you." Well, thank you. I love it how we text.
Well, I love it too because, you know, it's November. It's the 1st of November.
Yeah.
And so you decide at the 1st of every month where you're going to give a big chunk of your money to.
I decide.
Sometimes it's certain things and sometimes it's the other things. And so this month you decided that you were going to give a big chunk of your money to
Greg's Catholic Church.
St. Thomas More Church.
Because they feed my spirituality.
Yes.
They feed me spiritually.
Yes.
By feeding my nieces spiritually.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because I had a firm date when I was starting. And what you're supposed to do is, like, as it comes in, take care of it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, that's too hard. So I decided the next month I'd go back and look it through my checkbook and say, like, oh, this is all the money I received.
Yeah. And so you're going to give
10% of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. And it's been kind of fun.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. And some months I'm the recipient of
that. Yes, you are.
Because exactly. I'm some sort of Julie spiritual.
I mean, the problem is you always are.
Yeah.
And so I could just literally give you my tithe completely.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm just like,
it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. And then I try and give it to you in different ways. Like, hey, you know, you don't even, the ways I give it to you, you're not even aware of. Maybe it's an extra compliment for the day.
Oh. A little back massage.
Yeah, a little back massage or a secret blessing. bless you, mother.
You're so good to me, Julie.
Exactly.
So good.
Right.
So I good. Try. I don't deserve it.
Oh, yes, you do. And more, saith the light.
You had a wonderful childhood.
I had a wonderful childhood.
Speaking of trivia, so, you know, Daddy and I were home last night because, you know, we just supported you going to St. Thomas More. So what we did is we watched on Netflix Jeopardy.
Ah!
So I watched, because they're only 20 minutes long because there's no commercials.
Right.
So we watched about 4 episodes.
How was
it? Of Jeopardy. I thought I was going to kick ass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I am a nincompoop. I found out I am just a nincompoop. Out of the whole board, I maybe got 4 or 5 right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I mean, and maybe if I would have had time enough to think about it, but there's no time.
Right.
You have to know it right away.
Right.
And what I found, too, is you have to really read the questions.
Right.
Because you never really know what you're looking for, what answer.
Right. Right.
And then you go, that was the answer?
Yeah.
That was what they were looking for in that question? So I was like, you were playing trivia. I was listening to Jeopardy and feeling like a real numbskull.
Right.
And Dad was literally no help.
Oh.
I mean, every once in a while, I'd come up with something. I'm going, how did you know that?
Right.
And I don't know. But so I had like a kind of a low level feeling bad for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird yesterday because Dad, I heard it was early in the morning and I'm kind of just waking up and I hear Dad in the background going, oh, you fucker, Norman. You fuckhead. You fucked up, Norman.
Yeah.
And he's referring him to himself.
Right. Yes.
The third person. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? What happened?
Right.
And so he had made coffee, but had forgotten to put the pot back underneath it.
Right.
And so with our particular coffee maker, if it's not connected, the water, it stops because it's designed that if you pull the pot out,
not to keep dripping,
it won't drip.
Right.
You have to pour yourself a coffee. Excuse me. So it really literally overflowed everywhere in the countertops, on the rug, and he was just depressed, you know? So I'm actually starting to think, oh, is he kind of losing it a little bit?
Okay.
You know? And then...
As you're losing your voice?
Yeah, excuse me.
Because you know our words are so important and powerful.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's such a tender topic for me, too. And so, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about, okay, is Norm losing it?
Yeah.
You know? And yet I'm noticing that he is exceptionally kind to Elliot yesterday.
Right.
Like, literally exceptionally kind. Like, come here, little man, and just loving him. And
right.
A little bit above and beyond and walking him and everything. And then I remember our neighbor down the street.
Yeah.
Who ended up with some sort of kind of dementia or whatever.
Right. Came on really quickly.
And they said that with this particular kind of dementia, you either go two ways. You either go really mad and evil, medieval,
cruel,
or you're extremely kind.
Yeah.
And the neighbor, like, went bad.
Went bad.
Broke bad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they had to lock him up, and he just broke real bad.
Right.
And so then I just thought, if Norm, I just saw a little bit of the future.
Right.
And then if Norm starts losing it, he's going to be the exceptionally kind and gentle and loving guy.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my fucking God.
I will have to live with this.
This is going to drive me crazy. How sweet and kind and solicitous.
How am I going to survive
so
this?
So slow. Dude, like, oh, the little guy, let me rub your tummy. One of the questions on the trivia was what Joseph Smith, the Mormon, decided to stop in Illinois, what town in Illinois, to form a colony. And it was Nauvoo, Illinois. Uh-huh. Norm was like, Nauvoo. And he got up and went for the Atlas and pulled out and just looked for Nauvoo. And it's about 4 hours away. And he's planning our day for us today.
Oh, and you're like, not going to Nauvoo.
And he's like, look, Chrissy, it's a dotted line. What? And I go, okay, that means it's scenic. I'm like, okay. He's like, honey, I'm going to take you to Nauvoo. We're going to take the scenic route. We'll stop. We'll have lunch. We'll take Elliot. There's a state park in Nauvoo. It'll be wonderful. I'm like,
we're building memories.
My fucking
memories God. I will forget soon.
Oh my God. Oh, there's an extra part to this little story.
Yeah, tell me.
I can't tell it because it's Norm will listen to this podcast.
Oh, okay.
And it's about a surprise for him.
Oh, got it. Okay, so yeah.
So I can't tell that part of the story yet.
Well, you could because it ain't going to happen, I don't think.
Possibly not.
Yeah. But I guess if we could tell him because then he would have at least he could decide for himself because we're deciding on this big surprise for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have a little bit of input.
I doubt it.
Okay, then we'll let pass. Yeah.
He's our princess.
Yeah.
And is that wrong?
He's your Ken doll more than your princess. Yeah. You like to dress him nicely and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's the thing. We have two males in our family, Elliot and Normano. And we have both, you and I, have dedicated ourselves to giving both of those men the best life ever.
Their best life ever.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And is that right or is that wrong?
I think to make yourself happy, you should bring, one way to do that is make somebody else happy.
Yes.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That's like a good AA thing.
But have you noticed, though, I'm serious about this, since we've been giving Elliot his best life ever, have you noticed that he pushes the boundaries more?
Yeah, he's more demanding.
And more. And
he
he's more demanding.
He expects it more.
And the same thing with Normano.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you expect a thank you from him?
Uh-huh. Right.
Does he?
We know this with, law of attraction, you know, and just some spiritual laws that things want to expand.
Yes.
And so if you threw a ball, you know, if you stretch in one area, you want to keep stretching in one area until you can't stretch anymore, then you want to bounce back.
Yes. Okay.
Normano has not hit the bounce back phase yet.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't hit that wall where he's like overly taken care of and, you know, we're now expecting more from him. He hasn't hit that space yet.
So, I mean, and Elliot is just more demanding. Like he demands to have the the place in the bed next to me.
Yes.
If Norm gets up to pee or do anything,
right,
Elliot runs to that place. And it's
I know that there are pet owners out there listening right now who never allow their pet on sofas or beds.
Right.
And see, I get that.
I get it too.
And yet, there's a part of me that in those brief moments before when, like, I'm sitting down and Elliot jumps on my lap. Yeah. And he gives me a kiss and then he just lays on me. Right. He's a 50-pound dog. And he jumps on my lap and just lays on me.
Yeah, for the night.
For the night. And I'm like, that brief moment, I'm like, oh, this is so incredibly adorable.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was sitting next to we were in your bedroom and you have a recliner in your bedroom. And right. I sat in the recliner and Elliot runs up and jumps on me.
Right.
And you said, Julie, psychically.
Yes.
Tell him. And you go, tell him to kiss you psychically.
Psychically. Send him that message.
I'm like, all right. So I was just doing it psychically. And sure enough, he turns around and gives you a kiss. And then you go, try it again. And then he just turned around, looked at me, and he's like, I did it once. What more do you want from me? Hello? I'm like, you know what? I feed you. I dress you in costumes. So the other dogs are jealous.
You can't even kiss me psychically?
Yeah, come on. He's like, I'm kissing you back psychically.
I know, but there is something about this best life ever thing.
Right. There is.
Know. Yeah.
There is something about it. And I think, like, for me, I know that I'm having my best life ever. Like, yes. I can feel it.
Yes.
Say it the light. And then, but I know
say
that
the light.
The level gets raised. The bar keeps getting raised.
It does, yeah.
And you,
better and better and better.
It's like our garage. The better it gets. Like with our garage. You walk into our garage.
Yeah.
Like Doug said, wow, this is a really nice looking garage.
Yeah.
We fit three vehicles in a two-car garage.
Right.
Yes. One's a minivan and then two is
a golf cart and an MG.
And an MG convertible.
Yeah.
So the MG convertible are kind of,
so smaller?
A little more smaller.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. And, but also the way our garage is built, we've got a longer garage.
Yes. We had a deeper garage. It's like a 2.5 car
garage.
It
is. Yeah. But when you go into it, you're going, oh, this garage is getting out of control. Oh, we don't use anything in this garage. This garage is going to go. What are we going to do?
Out of control, people.
If I want to build another house, how am I going to move all this stuff from this garage to another garage? I'm like, we won't. We won't move it. We just won't do it. Like, oh, I don't know. This just seems overwhelming. But to the, untrained eye, like, wow, this is an awesome garage. Got a golf cart, an MG, and a nice Kia Sedona. Like, holy cow, what's going on here? This is like pristine, So the better it gets, the better it gets. Yeah. The better, and once you get to that better level, you get used to it. And so you're just like, that better kind of tweaks down a little bit, trends down. It's not as exciting. Yeah, when things are trending are typically new and improved.
Yes, yes.
Gotta keep newing going and improving it.
That's right.
So it keeps trending better in your life.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, darling.
Exactly.
Is this been our show or no?
Yeah, we got just 1 or 2 minutes left.
Oh, cool.
And so, but I just wanted to kind of, I don't have any more questions for you for Trivia Night, unfortunately. Mm. Do you know what the Nebraska quarter looks like?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't get that.
That was
one of the questions, too.
Like, what does the Nebraska quarter look like?
No, they said.
Is it a corn husk or?
No. They gave you three things, three symbols. I think one was a chimney, one was a wagon, and one was something else. And they said,
well, it wasn't the something else.
I don't know what something else was.
No, I said it wasn't the something else.
It wasn't the something else.
Unless you think so.
What?
The answer.
No. Something else?
Yeah.
It was.
It was?
What was the answer?
Well, you don't know?
No.
Oh, I'm supposed to know what the symbol of Nebraska?
No. So
you said it was a chimney?
The question was, okay, what quarter state has on it a chimney?
Oh, I got it.
A stone chimney, a wagon, and something else.
Got it.
I don't remember what something else
got
is.
It.
And the answer was Nebraska.
Nebraska, got it.
Doug said Utah. I go, and the date is 1869, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, and the weird part is I thought it was Wyoming. because the covered wagon and the, yeah. and like the plume, you know, I thought right. maybe it was a something right. some kind of stone monument that was naturally found, you know, like yeah. Devil's Tower,
right?
You know, and then in the back of my mind, though, something came through, like Nebraska came through.
Oh my gosh, Julie.
And you know what came through for me at that moment? I pushed it away because it came through with through as Warren Buffett. Like, why is Warren Buffett showing up?
Julie, that is fabulous.
I know. And I thought because it was money and quarter. And yeah, how no. I go, I bet if you threw Warren Buffett in 1869, he'd make $1 billion too. That was and then.
And it was Nebraska.
And I'm like, ah.
Julie, and, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, don't be. I got this. Now, here's the other question that I know that you're going to get right.
Right, okay.
I had a choice. Everybody on my team. Well, two of us are Catholic and two of us aren't. But the question was, what gospel in the Bible
yeah.
Has an epilogue, a prologue, and signs?
Mm-hmm.
And something, the book of signs, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God. Now, I literally read the Bible.
Yes. That is not a good Catholic question because, like, Catholics are really not Bible readers.
Right. And then however,
but we are gospel readers, though.
The first thing I thought of, well, the Gospels are only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Correct.
So but a couple people on my team are like going, oh, I bet it's Revelations. Because you know what? To a non-Christian or Catholic, Revelations is everything.
It's everything.
It's everything.
Okay.
It's everything.
All right.
You know, it's.
So you guys lost that question.
We lost that one. And I go, God, I go, it's got to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John.
Yeah. Was it John?
It was John, yes.
Yeah, of course.
And then I felt stupid. Oh, and here's another one. What singer-songwriter has two perfumes? One is named Girlfriend. I don't remember the next one. And I said, and then I thought to myself, what if it's a male person? I was thinking female, but what was a male?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't.
And if it was male, what who
I thought
would
it was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And they go, no, no.
Your team said no.
And they said Justin Timberlake, I bet. I'm like, I don't think he, but I'm like, you know what? He'll do anything for a buck as well. So, and it was Bieber, Justin Bieber. Who else would write? Who else would have a cologne called Girlfriend?
Girlfriend, right?
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, it's smart.
I know.
Pretty smart.
I know. Now, the one of the best things of the night, because we got to go, the podcast is almost over, is that I always ask at the end of the night, we're driving home, which is kind of fun. It's an hour driving home.
You do like roses or thorns.
Yes. what do you like? What do you think of the world? Are you a rose person or are you a thorn person?
No, you always say, of your experience, what were the roses and what were the thorns?
Exactly.
We always have to say to Julie,
what
our thorn experience was, what our rose experience was.
I always ask, have you seen any UFOs?
Yes, I know you do.
And
guess what?
There was a person in our car that not only had seen a UFO, he was head of MOFON.
MUFON.
MOFO. He was head of MUFON for the Rockford chapter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What? This
so
is
then
so
you
wonderful.
Had some very interesting things to talk about.
And then by this time, we were almost home and the trip ended. I'm like, dang. I'm like, well, now we've got something more to talk about.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is incredibly awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So
and does he go and explore different things? They're not really ghost hunters, MUFONs. They're really,
no.
It's all about the, UFOs.
Yes.
And sightings.
And he says there was, and before we go, he says there was one thing that he goes, we have evidence that they really are from the future. They're us from the future.
Mm.
But for some reason, they cannot, they have to come
procreate.
Back and procreate. They have issues with procreation and they have to come back and take our sperm and eggs.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I should be feeling bad because no one's taking my eggs. And then I thought to myself, oh my God, what if they had the white light? And they just told me afterwards, hey, you've had a good life.
Oh.
So how was the show, girlfriend?
Oh, it was good. No, it was great.
It was great. It was great.